Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
All right, I'm on a presidential kick on today's show. We had Giothy Murthy, the Oregon State president, on in hour two. We are now joined by Ann Cudd, who is the president at Portland State. She is a year into the job. She joined us shortly after taking the job. This is her second appearance on the show. She got her feet underneath her a little bit. Ann, thanks for making time.
Yeah, well, it has been a year. I feel great being here, but I've had a couple of months since graduation, which has been a good relief from some of the pressures of the spring. But it's been great, and I've especially enjoyed, our athletics teams and looking forward to the season starting up.
Any summer breaks, any getaways? Did you travel? Did you get to see anything? What'd you do?
Yeah, so, well, I like to go to Colorado and hike 14,000-foot mountains in the summer. And so I've done one, but I'm going back next week, and I might do a couple more. So that's been fun. The other thing is, though, I got a puppy this summer.
Oh, wow.
So training a puppy.
What kind of dog?
He's a golden doodle.
Okay. All right.
So his name is Walton.
Okay.
After Bill.
Oh, wow. Look at that. You're winning over sports fans immediately with that. I love it. Were you a big Bill Walton fan?
Well, I was a fan, especially so, I'm from the East, and I've always been a Celtics fan. And he came back near the end of his career and won a world championship with the Celtics.
Yeah,
but,
okay.
But, of course, his ties to Portland are great. And my dog has red hair.
Okay. I love it.
So there you go.
There it
is.
Little
Red, we call him.
That'll be a trivia question at the next Portland State home football game. What is the president's dog's name? Let me ask you this. The landscape is shifting. We're doing a lot of talking about the ecosystem. In your mind, where does the Big Sky and Portland State fit into college football?
Oh, I think that the Big Sky is really positioned very well to be an exciting football conference that still retains a lot of the ethos of collegiate athletics. So, not in the Power 5 or the Power 4 or 2 or whatever the number is, not the sort of high-flying, and high-cost and very transitional kinds of players, transactional players,
sure.
But rather players who want to play 4 years and really be on a team and dial into to the camaraderie of a football team. So I think, and that's just speaking about football, but Big Sky is especially a football conference, and I think we're really well positioned for that. I'm really excited to see all of our teams, all of our different sports competing in the Big Sky.
How much thinking do you have to do about what comes next in college athletics? Athletes as employees and all that stuff.
Well, I keep an eye on that, and that is a really important conversation, I think, all the way around, for the players, for the fans, for the universities, for the fellow students. And I hope we can continue to play, at the level that we've been playing at, and still be able to afford that. So I am, keenly interested, and it does seem like a uncertain situation right now, yeah. And I hope for some more clarity and certainty soon.
We're talking to Portland State President Ann Cudd. You're looking for an athletic director. What qualities are you looking for? What are you looking for?
Well, we're really looking for somebody who can mentor coaches and players, set a really good example, have high integrity, and also, rally our alumni and our donors and our students around the team. And that's a lot to ask, but we hope for somebody who, has that kind of presence, who knows Portland, loves Portland, and wants to build a career here.
Well, the ecosystem's a moving target. Like, in college athletics, we've seen so much change in the last year. So it's a very mercurial job, and the skill set that you need to be successful shifts. So how do you sort of approach that when you're trying to make a hire, you know, when there's a moving target involved? In college athletics is certainly a moving target.
Well, you know, you could ask the same question about hiring a new president or any academic leader, especially, though, I would say a president. It's an uncertain landscape right now in higher education, in athletics as well as in academics. And yet, nonetheless, it's such a great field to be involved with the future of of students and athletes and watching them grow and develop, and getting, the support of the fans, the city, the students and the faculty and staff. It's so much, so rewarding that I believe, we will have a good pool to choose from.
I got to give you a lot of credit because you did the commercials with the football team where you put the uniform on in the weight room. It was really charming. I don't think any university president in America would have done it, but you got a lot of mileage out of that on social media and a lot of cred from media and fans who just love seeing a university president that immersed with the athletic department. What kind of feedback did you get after doing that?
Oh, you know, that was so much fun. I was so appreciative of the athletes and Sport Oregon who worked with us on that. And it was really a lot of fun to do. And I got so many great comments. People from literally all across the country would mention it to me. They might even see me in the airport and mention it to me. So it was great. I mean, I've had a pretty long academic career, written books, written articles. Nothing has brought me that much notoriety or just plain old fun as this little 19-second video.
I imagine if we could put a GoPro camera on you and follow you throughout your day, that we would come to the realization that a university president's job is very scattered, that you've got academic demands, you've had athletic department demands, there are donor demands, there are fundraising demands, marketing demands, that, you know, it's just, I kind of wonder, how do you put together a day as a president that you feel like is a productive day? Because I think you'd be hearing constantly, we need more, we need more, we need more, you know, we've got a problem here, we got a problem there.
Yeah, you're right. It is a varied kind of schedule every day. I can meet with people from athletics and then the budget and then, from civic leaders, business leaders. It's every day is pretty full. I've got a great team around me. It's amazing. I have, great people like my people in marketing and communications, like Christina Williams, and great people like my executive assistant, Misan Kwan, my chief of staff, Sheila Martin, not to mention my incredible executive team. It's really been fun working with Matt Billings as well, who's our interim athletic director and really knows Portland State well and is doing a great job. So I would say, with this great team, I can't fail.
Is the interim athletic director a candidate in your mind?
Yeah, that's to be determined. He is free to be a candidate, as anyone would be. So, and I'm really having a great time working with him.
Will we see you at football games this season, Portland State football games? Will you show up?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I'm even going to go to some away games this year. In fact, I'm all signed up to go to Chattanooga.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, go figure. And I'm going to try to get some other games as well. But I've got some family reasons also to go to Chattanooga. A new granddaughter.
Oh, wow. That's exciting. So, granddaughter, and you've climbed mountains, and you've got a new dog. You've had a busy summer, and obviously you got to hire an AD and figure out. But other challenges, like when Portland State comes up, like, people don't understand just the sheer volume of alumni that you have and the students that you have and the massive size of that university and the broad appeal of it. Yet I do think under you in this year, it's taken on a little bit of charm. And I don't, you didn't know it before you, so you don't know that. But I just think the fact that you put a little bit of face and a little bit of personality to the president's office helped sort of the identity of that university. What do you have planned in year two? What's year two going to be like?
Yeah, what is my second act? Well, we will be in the news this year. I'll just say that. We are working, so we worked all the first year on a strategic plan, and we'll be beginning to implement that. We also need to, you know, bring our finances in line with our current size, and that will be challenging, but it will also be an opportunity to kind of reframe and focus on our future.
The football team plays its games out in Hillsboro at Hillsboro Stadium, and that's fine. But we all know that Portland State football belongs in downtown Portland. You referenced a little bit of news. Where are you with trying to get the football team back in Providence Park or back downtown?
We're negotiating.
Okay.
So, yeah. Hopefully we can, we're trying to bring a game a year. Okay. To Providence Park, and then it will be on us to, you know, fill that stadium, to get the right opponent, get our fans there, and, you know, I hope we can do it. Certainly our football team would be over the moon about that.
That would open the door to getting back downtown all the way, so I love that. I love that.
Yeah, me too.
Anything? All right, so is that the news we're talking about? Like, potentially there's some more news on that coming down the pipeline?
You know, I don't want to jinx it, but we are in active conversation about that. You can
okay.
say that.
All right. Ann Cudd is the president at Portland State. Ann, thank you for giving us your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, John. It's been fun.
Well, you heard it there. Ann Cudd, president at Portland State, breaking some news on the show that they are in active negotiations to bring a football game back to Providence Park. Portland State wanting to play one game per season there. It's the right thing to do. If you, the Timbers, if you are following this, the Timbers years ago systematically squeezed Portland State out of their home stadium. It wasn't the right thing to do. It wasn't the just thing to do. It was something that I feel and have felt for a long time is needed to be rectified. And interesting, she just slips that in there. There's some news coming. And then, hey, by the way, we are in active negotiations. I want to kick this around a little bit. I want your phone calls on it. You tell me, like, for people who love Portland State games downtown, for people who have never been to a Portland State game downtown, for people who said, hey, this was wrong what happened to Portland State, they should be back in that stadium, give me a reaction to that at 503-417-7575.